Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the second episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. With board exams around the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat, and Guwahati in Assam. We have a report.
The second episode of the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan, and the Ministry of Education's social media platforms. The program will also be live on Waves, OTT, Amazon Prime Video, Jio, Z5, Sony Live, and Spotify. In this session, the Prime Minister will share practical advice on handling board examinations, building confidence, staying positive, and overcoming common challenges such as anxiety and pressure. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Minister for Public Works Department, Roads and Bridges G. Kaito Aye, on Saturday inspected ongoing construction under the Foothills Road project in Newland and Bhakti sections. Accompanied by senior PWD officials, the minister reviewed an upgraded 8.6-kilometer stretch in Newland, including a proposed 120-foot modular steel bridge and connectivity road to Rengmapani village, expressing satisfaction with the quality of work. At Bhakti, he assessed three road stretches covering 38.6 kilometers and multiple modular bridge projects, noting that bridge components are expected to be erected within February. Emphasizing timely completion, the minister directed contractors to speed up work and warned against unnecessary delays. Contractors have assured completion of all works by March 31, 2026. The minister also instructed technical staff of the Bhakti Division PWD R&B to extend necessary cooperation to contractors while strictly ensuring adherence to quality standards. Reiterating the government's commitment to people-centric infrastructure, Mr. Aye described the Foothills Road as a transformative corridor that will enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth, and bridge regional disparities in Nagaland. The narcotic cell of Police Headquarters Kohima has seized a significant quantity of illegally smuggled foreign cigarettes and suspected heroin during a special surprise motor vehicle check post drive conducted on the night of February 7. According to an official statement issued by the Superintendent of Police Narcotics, the operation was carried out as part of routine enforcement and anti-smuggling measures. During the drive, personnel from the narcotic cell detected and seized approximately 10 soap cases of suspected heroin. In the same operation, the team also intercepted and confiscated a large consignment of illegally smuggled foreign cigarettes, estimated to be worth around 75 lakh rupees. The cigarettes were found to have been transported without valid customs documentation and are suspected to be of foreign origin. Authorities believe the seized goods were intended for illegal distribution, causing potential revenue loss to the government and violating customs laws. The police further informed that the confiscated cigarettes have been handed over to the Customs Department for further investigation and legal proceedings under the relevant provisions of the Customs Act and other applicable laws. Further investigations are underway. The Joint Action Committee, JAC, of COVID-era-appointed healthcare workers stated that the issue of their regularization is no longer an executive matter, but a legally and constitutionally settled one. In a statement, the JAC said the Cabinet's February 3, 2026 decision to keep the regularization order on hold is unlawful and violates constitutional provisions. The committee asserted that the appointments have already attained legal effect and warned that continued delay or obstruction could amount to contempt of court. It urged the state government and the Naga Students' Federation to resolve the matter in accordance with the law. The JAC warned of legal action and democratic protest to safeguard their constitutional rights, professional dignity, and livelihood. And services clinch the 79th National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy after edging past Kerala 1-0 in the final at Dakua Khana Stadium in Assam yesterday. The victory secured services the 8th Santosh Trophy title. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.